AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Alright, welcome to the R&B Money Podcast. I am Tank. This is Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on R&B. And in the building, my dog, come on now, too much hair, waving from side to side.
That's a lot of goddamn hair.
Let me get that
done. That is a whole lot of hair.
From Valentine, not related to Jay Valentine, okay?
Not related.
Get this out of the way.
I, you know what's so crazy?
Sure.
I don't know. Should we do the tree? Should we check the roots?
You can check everything.
Let me check the roots.
I'm just kidding. Check everything now.
Yeah.
So how do we get Valentine?
That was probably a drunk night. Just sound good. You know what I mean? I think that at first it was just Valentine. Everybody would call me Valentine. I was like, oh, she's so lovable and lovey and whatever, like little Valentine, you know. And my Southern hospitality in LA was like really like a Valentine's Day card, you know?
Okay.
And Brooke is my name. My mom named me Brooke. My name is Nicole Brooke.
Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
She's a Nicole.
Hey, but listen, but that's actually reversed, though, because Nicole is usually 95% of black girls' middle name.
True.
In the hood.
True. Very true. Where the Nicole's at? Like, if ain't no Nicole's in here, then something ain't right.
No, it's definitely. Yeah,
ain't no Nicole's.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
Nicole is definitely the black girl middle name.
had to keep so the good Valentine. Name. Yeah, and okay. it just worked out. It just sound good, rolled off the tongue, you know. I had did a little showcase, and they asked me what my name was, and I tried it out on them, and they was like, oh, that's amazing. I was like, okay, that's it.
That's dope. When I met Jay, and he said his name was Jay Valentine, I was...
concerned?
No, I was just a little jealous.
Just jealous!
I was like, wow. That's an R&B name.
Okay.
Here I am.
Tank.
Yeah. My story ain't like yours, but you know what? It's not about me.
Okay.
It's not about me. No. You know, I had to change mine.
Okay.
We had to run off. Yeah. Not run off.
No, not run off. We're going to get him in the seat one day.
Okay.
And then
a whole nother
story. I'm going to sit over there, though. Yeah, we'll I want to be here for that.
Yeah, you got
to
hear this.
Okay, to be continued on that. Thing.
So what we like to do is we really like to start from the beginning. You family. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. We like to act like we just meeting you for the first
time. Right, right. Ooh, the beginning.
We need the historical rundown.
We need the journey. We need the journey.
All of this started. Like, where did the inspiration start? Where did the understanding of I have a gift, I can do this start.
I know people watching and, like, get a girl fight. No. Get to
oh, she
what
fight.
Made you do it?
We're going to fight. But
oh.
You know, mm-hmm. how did we, and then coming from Houston.
Oh, yeah.
To L.A.
Houston, what Texas
was,
girl,
what,
for
what
sure.
Was the inspiration behind that okay. voyage and all the way to now to where you do a bunch of stuff? You're multimedia at this point.
Okay.
Mm.
Hello.
On,
she poses for the pictures.
Come on.
Okay.
I see the pictures.
So let's see. Okay, to start. In Houston, Texas, of course. I came from a family that wasn't really about the music. It was like mm-hmm. that's a not even a dream. It was just something that didn't exist to my family.
No one had ever done it.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was a major joke. I feel like when I watch, what's the little movie for the kids, Coco? Like, don't sing. That is not mm-hmm. gonna work. So it was my grandmother that would actually like entertain this idea that I had. Remember In the Heat of the Night?
From like what age?
In the heat.
Yep.
I was 11
okay.
once I actually started singing out loud. You know, right. I would mm-hmm. sing privately and, you know, by myself all the time. So around 11, I was singing In the Heat of the Night when it was, you know, coming on. And my grandmother was like...
It was just one line.
My grandmother was like, what's going on? And she really sang that thing, you know? Yeah. And I was like, really? You like that? So time passed, and then she called me up one time to sing in church. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, she was like, no, you can do this, baby. Trust me, you can do this. Went up there, his eyes on a sparrow, everybody to death, okay? Mm. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
Oh, so now you belong to the church after
that. Right, but okay. It's a little church. All right. It's about 10 people at the church. It's my store grandmother's. Yeah, you know, it's my... Yeah, yeah. No, it was a storefront, for real.
I know.
Like, y'all...
Oh, and it's your grandmother's church?
My grandmother's church.
Oh, so they couldn't even tell her you can't bring
Well, she was
baby
the mother of the church, and it was... Y'all know Houston is... Nigeria and Houston have come together in such a way... So it was really? A Nigerian church. Oh, yes, definitely.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, for sure. And then every Learned woman in my family ran off and married a Nigerian man. So this was a major part of me. You know what I mean? I thought I was Nigerian for the longest time. I had to. Oh, yeah, it was a thing. I was told I had to marry a Nigerian man. But we'll have to put my mom in this seat for her to explain that to y'all.
We'll get to it.
It was like, you go out there and you find you a nice Nigerian man. Okay. All right. She said,
Nigerians is cracking.
Or a light skin with good hair.
In Houston.
It's up to you. You know, because the baby got to have good hair.
Okay.
Don't bring no nappy hair, baby.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's what they say. So it's Nigerian church. I'm singing for my grandmother. My mom and everybody just thinks it's hilarious. Like, she's singing. This is a joke or whatever. So because of that energy, I started hiding it. I met, back then they called him Deja the Great. He was connected to Dino and Shazam from H-Town. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I met him, and he was, you know, he was in the music industry already. So that was something new for me. Like, wow, you really be at the studio? Like, you press a button and then your voice come out, the thing. And like, that was amazing to me. So at this point, I am 14, 15 maybe. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to the studio with him. I'm catching a vibe. They laughing at me because I'm young. They, you know, laughing at me. And she young. I don't know what she thinks she could sing or whatever. So I made the decision to lie up a little bit. All right, well, I'm 17 then. Cool. That didn't work. Ran across some homies from Rap-A-Lot Records. Okay. They was like, sing something. Sung something. They was like, you want to do some hooks? I said, I don't know what that means, but... They say, we're going to send you a taxi. Wasn't no Uber back then, okay?
Right, right.
We're going to send you a taxi. They sent me a taxi. I ended up at Rap-A-Lot Records singing hooks for everybody. It was a work for hire. I remember all them little papers I was signing. Yeah. They would give me $100.
Wow.
Work for hire, $100. Work for hire, $100. They told me I could stack. I said, I can stack? They were like, yeah, you good at stacking. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing in here, but it's working. Coming home with money, my mom mad. She's like, what's going on? My uncle.
She was mad.
She prostituting. That's what
she wanted to know what you were selling. That's what she wanted to know.
Yeah.
My uncle.
You selling more than vocals.
My uncle legit said, ain't no way anybody paying this little girl to sing anything. In a real studio. He was like, it's no way. So my mom, her best friend jumped on that bandwagon. My auntie, everybody was like, it's no way that this is happening. Like, let me see. But I'm like, y'all come to the studio. Like, come check me out. They was like, mm-mm.
So they thought she was selling that thing.
They ain't know what. My uncle did say I ran off to be a prostitute. He did. You know, he did say that.
That's cool.
I'm still mad at you, uncle.
Somebody put you on the blade.
He say, ain't no way, okay? At the family functions, everybody looking at me like, You know, I was really out there singing. You know, that's what started my relationship with Scarface. And I ended up doing a record with Scarface and Pimp C. And, you know, like, they remember the little young Brooke that was, they called me Skittles. Or Butter, Skittles, Butter. Those were my two, you know, names around the hood. They remember. I would come in there. That's what they say. She stacked like butter. And I was like, oh, I like that. We can just run with that.
It's something about that South, man.
Right?
It's
about the South. It always got something to do with pancakes.
Right.
It always got something to do. Stack like butter.
So it's butter or Skittles, depending on if you was close to the family, it was Skittles. If you met me, at, you know, around the studio, it was butter. And, my mom had enough. She was like, no more rap a lot. So I stopped going up there. I stopped doing hugs. I remember Jay Prince coming in the studio one time. And he's like, little girl, what's your name? And I was like, Butter. And he was like, go home. he was like, whose idea was this? He was so, like, whose idea was this? What's going on? They was like, nah, for real, she can sing. Like, that's her on this record and this record. Right. He was like, you sound good. He said, but you have to come back in a couple of years. He was like, I don't feel comfortable with this.
I can already hear him now.
Oh, yeah, he came. He was so well-spoken. Just, I felt like he was in the darkness and the shadow, and I never really saw him.
And then one day he appeared.
But I heard him. He said, little girl. He asked me what my name was, and I told him. He still said, little girl, go home. He had his driver take me home. So after that, I'm frustrated. I'm like, man, I thought I was on my way. I was about to get a deal. And I was venting to Deja at the time, that was his name, about it. And he was like, I'm gonna start a girl group. I'm gonna put you in it. So cool. That's when I did my first girl group. It was called Best Kept Secret. I'm sure that's on my Wikipedia or something like that.
Best Kept Secret.
Best Kept Secret, BKS. Mm. And it was two other young ladies from around the way. And we didn't work out. It was terrible.
So how long were you in the group?
That group...
Oh, you were in multiple groups.
That, yeah.
Oh, that group.
I'm not
okay.
done.
All right.
That group lasts for a hot second because the guy that was in charge, you know, he treated us all like we was his girlfriend. So that did, it was jealousy and envy and then things just, and how long did you do your verse? And why was you at the studio? And I was like, okay, this ain't going to work. Yeah. We just started falling out the group and getting mad
R&B
at each
music.
Other.
R&B music.
You know, like I can't even tell y'all what happened. Everybody always asks me, why that little group broke up? Y'all had some potential. I don't know, okay? So they run off. I'm on my own. He's like, don't worry. You know, everything's going to work out for you. And I'm like, cool. So I'm just waiting. My mom kicked me out. One day we were at the studio. I remember a friend getting up and looking out the window. Like, she was like, I'm gonna run to the store. So she got up and she looked out the window. And then she just backed up and sat down. She was just looking nervous. I was like, yo, what's up? And she was like, I ain't going to the store no more. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, we all in the hood, sis. Like, if somebody's dead out there, you're gonna have to let
me
know.
Right.
And she like, nah, ain't nobody dead out there. Your mom out there. And I'm like, what you talking
she
about?
Outside the studio.
Yeah, mind you, I've never told, my mom never came to the studio, never wanted, like, they just thought it was funny. I looked outside. My mom didn't take my clothes out the dresser drawer. The whole dresser was out there. Man. The whole dress, two dressers, the dog, my dog tied to the dresser, my little snake.
What? You had a dog and a snake?
I had a dog and a snake. All my stuff out there. She trash bagged the rest of my stuff. And she's standing out there. And she said, since you think you a singer, figure it out. You want to be at the studio? Live at the studio. I'll never forget that line. That was probably one of my first love and hip hop moments right there. She was standing out there. And she had her best friend, William. And he was like, mm-hmm. And my auntie was like, you're a little nasty. And I was like, I'm not doing it. I was still a virgin. I was like, you guys, no, seriously. Like, I be singing and, like, people like
it. So
do
you think, really didn't get it. Do you think it was the church background?
Probably the church background, the lack of goals and dreams. And they still in the hood, Jay. Like, right. They still no,
but
don't
I'm
sa- get
but
it.
But I'm saying that the side of it where they're thinking that it's something bad. More so than it's like, okay, I get it being a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. Right. That's one thing, right? But it being mm-hmm. like, if you think you're going to be at the studio, like this studio thing and this music yeah. thing, and like you said, and your uncle feeling like prostitution.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight
like
up.
All of these things thrown in. I'm wondering if a part of that is the church, where it's like you're taught.
I can see that from all, my mom's
secular
side
music,
of it.
Secular yeah. music yeah. that, you know, obviously we all call R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Being this devil's music.
True, because if I was at the church at Bible at church
at,
practice,
at
it wouldn't have been
yeah,
the same.
Right, that's why I just wondered that.
Because
I didn't think about that until this very moment.
Me being from that place,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't start doing R&B music until 96.
Mm.
That was 2 years out of high school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was, you know, I was the Bible toting, tie wearing.
Little Darrell. Little Darrell gonna sing us something.
Darrell gonna sing us.
He got a selection.
He got an A&B selection.
He gonna bring it back to the D.
Amen. So, you know, like it's funny that you had that interaction with your parents. My parents were as supportive as they could be because they didn't understand it either, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had a minister actually tell me. It was actually my frat brother. Tell me. I hope you fail.
Wow.
So that you can see that this is not God.
What? That is so, oh my gosh.
Have we left Tim Dickens to any of the shows?
No, we haven't.
I was wondering. I don't know if you had, I was like, can I be this
is his name at Will Call?
No, he literally said to me in front of the church.
Oh,
I hope you fail.
It wasn't a phone call. He said in front of the church.
So that you can come back to God.
Mm.
Did they have like a going away party for you? Like you was going to jail?
No.
That was it.
When you was going on tours?
Because I was still going, you know, after my 97 tour with Genuine and all of that, I was still, you know, going back by my church and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that kind of began the separation of me kind of being in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the building and the things that happened in that building left a bad taste in
man.
My mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So I think the torment I had that you experienced from your mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, outside of him, I actually had more of it internally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In wow. terms of understanding if this is where I was supposed to be and if this was the devil and if this was.
Oh, yeah.
It took me a minute to come to terms with I had been blessed
mm-hmm.
by the only person mm-hmm. who could bless me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To yeah. be able to write and sing my songs and travel the world and share my experiences through melody and through musicianship
mm-hmm.
and people connect. And I didn't understand mm-hmm. that this wasn't nothing but God.
Right, right.
And it took a minute for me to get it. So I know you down south too.
Ooh.
Like I was on the East Coast, man. Where down south? They don't play about
they was
that
like,
church.
You're supposed to be working. You're supposed to be working, bringing money home, taking care of your sister.
With the money from music,
which I was. No, you need to just go work a regular job, something
right.
we can see.
Yeah.
You need a check stub. You know what I mean? So.
So the interesting part for me to hear both of y'all's story
mm-hmm.
of what R&B music was to y'all family is the polar opposite,
mm.
right? Because in my family, it was the way to save us.
Wow.
So it's very interesting to hear the perspective of this is going to destroy you.
That's interesting.
All I heard was this is what's going to take you somewhere you've never been. This is what's going to take us out of here.
Did that make you rebel from it? Or
yes.
See,
yes.
I was going to say that.
Right?
I feel
because
like if I grew up like that, I would be like, well, I'm leave
me
alone.
It was forced.
Okay.
It was forced upon me early on that, you know,
like, you gotta sing.
Yeah, you have to. Like,
yeah.
My father would say, you can quit the group, but you still gotta practice.
Ooh.
Like, how the fuck that?
Wow.
That does not make sense.
Wow.
But it wasn't supposed to make sense. It was like, you know, because you want the reward for your work, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to hoop. If you shoot a whole bunch of jumpers in practice, you want to get in the game and shoot some jumpers.
Yeah,
so
you do.
You just don't want to shoot them just to
like,
be shooting
y'all gonna
them.
Hit these harmonies I've been
right.
practicing on.
So for us, you know, coming from where I came from, for me, I was in a space where, like you said, I kind of rebelled against it a little bit mm-hmm. because it started so early mm-hmm. in my childhood where literally, you know, we were street performing when I was 5.
Wow.
So that's why I always
yeah,
ask
he had
age.
An attitude.
You know what I mean?
I so
I,
sing.
Yeah,
I want to sing.
I didn't want to sing. But then I realized, too, very early on that me being a child actually gave us... I mean, we were all kids, because they were 5. My brothers were 5 years older than mm-hmm. me. But if I'm 5, they're 10. It's something about the little one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, anything I do, it gets a reaction.
Right.
So then I start realizing, like, oh... there's a different light on me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need some more money.
Oh.
Really early on.
I'm Michael. So I'm gonna
right. right? I need a different type of
Jay
bike.
Jay messed around and found out like, he was Michael. I need
everybody
spot.
Got like regular bikes. I need the mongoose.
I need the mongoose back.
You know what I'm saying? Like real shit.
I ain't mad.
But the reverse, like I said, the opposite for you guys, it's always interesting to hear that side of it because for me, like I said, it was something that was pushed on us early. Like, this mm-hmm. is going to change your life, our lives.
Right.
It's going to get us out.
Dang. Wow.
That's a different yeah. type of pressure, too,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. yeah.
But, you know, I'm here
I
now.
I probably wouldn't want to do it.
My life is different. My father was right. He saw something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I appreciate him for it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I definitely, and I wonder if I would have come from the church, like how you guys grew up in church singing, we were taught by pimps. Hmm. Like literally the old pimp niggas that thought they could sing mm-hmm. were our vocal coaches. They're like, yeah, I'm putting on this Blue Magic, baby.
Oh.
Like, nigga, Blue Magic. Am I singing?
Stack like butter.
Like, am I going to sing the Delphonic?
Yes, you are.
Right,
yes,
yes,
you are. And fine.
Sing Cadillac music?
Papa was a roll.
Right, right.
Yeah,
so, I get it, though. I get it, and it's always, like I said, it's just really interesting to hear that side of it.
That,
so you're
yeah.
at the studio.
I'm at the studio.
Your dresser.
Everything's out
your
there.
Your dog and your snake.
And your snake.
Yeah, my mama.
They outside, and your
this.
Mama giving you... And what's the
with her friend? William.
William.
Her friend William.
William is
William's doing that too?
I got catfished
oh,
by
yeah,
William,
William,
but that's
said,
another story.
That was my mama's best friend.
They're giving you that.
All of that, my auntie, like, So I'm like, well, let me just gather my thing. You know, I did run out there and, Mom, please. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll never forget begging for their blessing at that time, like in the most desperate point of my life.
And what are you,
like,
about 14, 15 at that time?
I was.
Maybe a little older
ooh,
at this point.
About to turn 16.
Okay.
Like, I mean, days away from my 16th birthday. So.
So you have been putting some time in, because you said by 14 you was
like
doing the hooks when you do your
$100. That's a
hooks.
Lot of time in Houston where the circle's this big, and you know I probably had about 10 hooks that was circulating at that time. Of course, it wasn't no name on it.
Right, right.
But it was like, you know, I can go back and listen to it. Like, is that me on there with the? Yeah, that's my high note. You know what I mean? So. Got kicked out. Dej at the time was like, they call him London now. He was like, you can't stay with me. He was freaked out. He was like, listen, I know I said I'm going to start the girl group and I was going to help you, but I got girlfriends and you're not about to blow up my spot.
With the ass on it.
Yeah, no.
Friends, okay?
He let me know. And I knew that. I knew that already. He was like, I got a whole life and, you know, this ain't going to work. So I couch hopped for a while and his mom ended up moving to Texas from California, ironically, and she let me rent a room for $700 for a little while. I did go back home and try to work things out with my mom. That lasted all of 17 hours because soon as it was time for me to like, okay, mom, I want to go to the studio or, you know, do something. Mind you, I'm working. I have a job at the mall and I'm running the money back home for my sister and brother. Like, whatever y'all need, let me know. I'm doing my mall job. But when I leave my mall job, after I go to school and do my mall job, I want to go to the studio, you guys. And I'm going to be home by 9. Like, give me a break. But
you
they didn't
all that in by 9?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to.
School, work, and studio?
The problem would start when I would get home at 10:45.
Right, right.
Then my mama's livid. Like, see, I told you. And I'm like, mama, you sometimes you don't get it done. You know, she didn't get it. So, I know I switched names on y'all, but he switched his name. Shoot. Deja/London, mm-hmm. moved to California, and left me.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
I was staying with the mama, renting the room.
Left me.
And he was like sending pictures back. Y'all remember we had to print, you remember we had to take the pictures and then you had to wait to get them developed. Yeah. And then you had to mail them. Yeah. Then you had to mail them out. He was sending me pictures of California and saying, man, is this this? I called him, I said, let me tell you something. I paged him, you know what I'm saying? I hit the two-way and I said, let me tell you something. You gotta come get me. You gotta get me out of here. This is not gonna work for me. I just felt, I was like, didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't have anybody. My whole family was like, don't call me.
Right. You were in the room at his mama house.
Yeah. Even the younger ones, my younger cousins that didn't even understand what was going on, they didn't have a choice. They grew up not liking me because of their parents saying, she fast, or she ran off, or whatever.
He was like, it's like damn near like Black Amish.
Oh, for
sure.
You
know, when they leave the shit?
For sure. For sure.
Like, so once you leave.
Luckily, this man got me a ticket to California, okay? I get there. I'll never forget. He had an apartment in the Avalon in Woodland Hills. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I was like, this is crazy.
Avalon,
it's a
Target.
Right?
There.
That's the first place I went to when I left LAX. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. You know what I mean? I'm just a Target across the street. Like, I made it. So
it's
now.
It's a Target across the street. I made it.
And I got to back up a little bit, though, because before I left and really jumped on a plane to go to California, I went to visit Atlanta and I did my noontime.
Hey, shout out to Noon.
I did my noontime time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
I got the call from Destiny's Child when they broke up. I could have been Farrah.
No.
I got the call like, yo, it's an audition
right
now.
How about you could have been Michelle who said
I could have been Farrah.
Yeah, because you probably would have got kicked out. Yeah,
y'all know damn well. Yeah, y'all know me.
You got kicked out.
Cheers, Farrah.
Mm-hmm. I got the call.
I got the call when Destiny's Child broke up. I got the call when they was trying to replace Mila in 702. And I would be the girl that everybody would call to, like, and I'm like, no, I love 702. Like, I can't do that. You know, even though I didn't even know them.
I got some of those phone calls.
Yeah, right?
Random.
You know.
I actually took some meetings.
You know, I might have
They was like, nigga,
too.
You too smart.
You know too much.
We don't want
to get managing.
You
work
behind. Yeah, they're like, you trying yeah, they're to like get, we don't want you. I'm you like, so wait, so do I have to pay back the budget that they've already incurred.
Right. Oh, no.
They were like,
get him out of here. Out.
I said, so are my solo rights?
Nah. You talking too swift.
You got too much information.
Oh.
You got too much information.
Way too much.
That, no.
Man.
So I did my noontime time. I went through skipped over the Destiny Child thing and all the other stuff. Another group. Y'all TR, Terry Ross. Hit up London, was like, yo, I got the girl group, just lost my lead singer. I heard you got a girl. Now I'm in that group. I think they called it Sir Jane.
Okay.
A girl named Dina and Shira and Tanisha. So we was in noontime working. That's when I met JQ.
Okay. What year was
JQ?
This?
JQ. I don't know.
Give me a year.
Dang, I don't know. JQ, we're going to get JQ on the phone. I don't know. I was just living. Okay. I was in a whirlwind. You know what I mean? I was like, I made it. I'm in ATL.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I met
before you get to LA.
Oh, yeah. This is my journey to LA, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, at this point, I'm gone. I'm out of Houston. I ain't going back.
Are you even 18 yet?
No. Mm-mm.
That's
like
crazy.
17
Nobody's
now.
Checking on you.
Mm-mm. No. I didn't speak to anybody in my family for like 3 years straight.
What?
I'm gonna tell you when.
Years, though.
Oh yeah, 16 out. Get out of here with the dog crazy. And the snake. It's like anybody want to buy a child and a cobra because I don't have anywhere to live. So yeah, what? I'm in ATL with me working with Jazzy Faye and Teddy Bishop, working with
when
Teddy.
You working Donnie Scans? You did some Donnie Scans work? Young
Jay
people.
Austin. Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Like, they was, you know, that's the first time I was told, I remember Teddy was like, yo, you and Aaliyah sound so much alike in the booth. It's crazy to me. And I was like,
I had to have been there.
You were there. You were there.
I had to be.
They wrote all of our songs. Okay. All of our songs. JQ, Too Hot to Go Home. I'll never forget that song. That song got me in trouble. Too Hot to Just Go Home.
Hot.
Donnie is the first person that made me hate the studio. Donnie will make you record a verse 100 times in a row. He said, I'm going to keep them all.
I'm going to keep them all.
And I'm going to do what I do when y'all go home.
Right. About that life.
An hour later, after singing that same verse, I hated that song. But
Comping vocals.
No way.
Jazzy Faye, I did my first like crazy little diss track record, you know, where I was feeling myself. Anyway, long story short, we did a bunch of meetings with the group. Nobody was trying to sign us. So that's when, it's not like the group broke up.
Was y'all weak? Keep it funky. As you look back now, right? Just keep it funky. Was y'all weak?
Yeah, it was something missing.
Yeah, it was weak. Okay.
It was something missing. Okay. Because y'all know we had the records.
That's very political.
We had the records.
Y'all know we ran through Noontime and took the records.
That's very political. In my mind, that just says y'all was weak.
I remember sitting in a meeting like,
did everybody look good?
Yeah. That could be a problem. Everybody in the group was getting knocked down.
That could be a problem.
Everybody was getting knocked down.
By the same guy, except me. I came in like, oh, y'all, it's something going on. What y'all doing? Okay. But love y'all. So we went to, ladies, if y'all listening to this, we can talk about this. Call me, DM me. We can come right back here. There's more laces on the couch.
There's a whole lot of seats.
And we can figure out the entanglements that broke up the group, okay? But I remember sitting in a meeting like, come on, y'all. Like, y'all, we got to. I remember knowing you need to walk into the room and captivate. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You need to walk into the room.
But that was me being a Southern Belle. Like, how y'all doing? Yep, I sing. And, you know, and they would kind of be like, you know, I don't know if it was the L.A. on them. You know, it was the L.A. girls. They had the fresh press, and I was in there with the country curls. You know, I don't know. But I went through a situation in that group where they kind of said they wanted to sign me after the meeting. And I was like, ooh, that was my first encounter with that. That was EMI at the time. Oh, no, it was just Straight Capital at the time. That freaked me out. I didn't take the deal. I was like, no, that's not wrong. That's not loyalty. You know, I come from Houston. I'm like, no, you don't do that. You stick with your gang. I came in there with them. I'm not turning the deal down. So group just dissolved. I want to ask Terry, what happened? Why we ain't keep going? You know, I don't know.
We're
going
to bring T.I. So
it was, right?
We're going to ask.
I ended up in another group with Mila J and Miyoko. Janae's, you know, everybody don't know. So it's Janae, Miyoko, and Jamila. That's the three sisters. This is soon as I arrived in LA for the first time. Mind you, when he got me a ticket to LA, I thought I was coming to visit. You know, I'm like, it's no way I'm gonna stay. Like, I think I'm coming to visit. I'm gonna try it out. Now, in my mind, I'm gonna do everything I can to stay here.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's like, okay, come see what it's like. I met Mila J and Miyoko and Mama Tina at Fridays. Soon as I got off the plane, that was exciting. They just took me in. Like, Mama Tina was really a mother to me. That was the first time in a long time that I was like, oh, my God. Like, she gave me hugs. She's like, baby, you need to try this conditioner on your hair. You looking a little dry. And I was like, okay. You know? We end up getting swept back to ATL. I think they called us Remix, to do some meetings. We went back to ATL as a group, the three of us. I remember us staying in hotels with the boys, Immature. Janae was there. We was just like, you know, a little unit. We would all have one floor at the hotel or the motel or whatever we was at. Look, let me not talk too big. You know, we ain't had the money yet. And we was just thugging it out, recording songs. I thought the songs was great. Some of them are on YouTube somewhere. And we did a couple of meetings, and it just really didn't go. Remix.
I'm going to look for those.
Really didn't go. Those are my hearts, though. Like, from that group, I really have relationships. Still to this day, we still see each other. You know what I mean?
And the love is still there.
My God. Mama, Tina, Mila, like, they're my girls. I love them. Like, what they were for me when I first came to L.A., nobody, you know, can replace that. They really took me in. I was their sister, period.
Yeah.
They're brothers, too. So, didn't really go anywhere. We did do a meeting. I did hear something about them wanting to sign me. I can't do that. Again, this is not it. I think we did a showcase. We performed. I wasn't much of a dancer at the time, and they was going crazy. And I was like, what are these counts of eggs? Like, I don't know what's happening.
What are these counts of
eggs? I think we opened for Jagged Edge.
Like that.
Right? Because they were going in. Okay? Like, mm-hmm. we got to compete with Ciara. Let's go. You know what I mean? The princess. That's, she wasn't Ciara then. It was just princess then. And I remember we opened for Jagged Edge. And it was Max Goose. Max Goose was standing on the side of the stage pointing at me. I'm telling on you. Max remembered. He was like, you the next Adina. You the next Adina. And I was like, really? And I'm dancing. Adina, like, yeah. Yeah. He told me that. Max told me I was the next Adina. And we're performing.
What kind
I'm
of
feeling,
freaky moves was you doing on stage?
I was just dancing. You know, I was like, listen, when you lose the count of eight,
get your freak on.
Just going to a
back that thing up contest.
It wasn't a twerk then. It was
back that thing up contest immediately. And everybody forgot that I wasn't doing what everybody else was doing. Okay.
Speaking of work for hire.
What was you doing?
I sang some background.
Okay, because I
was 15.
I've been on shows with Adina.
15, singing Adina Howard background.
Adina, what?
You might hear a record. You might hear a record.
I met her with Genuine. Genuine introduced me to Adina.
I met Genuine.
And moving on.
Introduced you.
Back to.
To the freak. Like, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So
shout
yes.
out to the wine.
To the wine.
The pony man.
Pony man.
Oh, my God. So, yes, Max Goose was like, you, I'm going to give you a record there. I'm going to sign you or whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's happening again, you know. So, I'm like, it kind of discouraged me from the industry because mm-hmm. I
feel like people just trying to split you up.
I just felt like it was going to make me look crazy that here I am coming into these. Mind you, the groups are already a group, lost the lead singer. I'm coming right. in as the lead singer. And now, you know, and I never wanted to get a deal based off of I went to a meeting with somebody else and stole their deal or whatever.
Right.
That discouraged me. I'm still in California, just chilling. I heard about a showcase. Shout out to the days of the showcases. You know what I mean?
Showcase used to be real.
Showcase.
They used to be real.
I heard about a showcase. London and I ran across these kids on the street. I was a kid too at the time, but ran across these kids on the street just playing with buckets. They was a band. They was like, we're a band, we do our thing, and they were so dope to me. And I was like, yo, it's a showcase coming up. Y'all want to perform together? And they was like, all right, cool. So we did that, perform. It was this little hole in the wall spot, no AC. I went in there. I had on some, I think I still got them pictures to this day. I had on some mess that I found various places. Hair colorful, mm-hmm. Had my own band, went in there, went crazy.
The band that was on the street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, had my own band.
Had
okay.
my own All right.
I had my own. I went in there. Did I was like, give me a beat.
Did they come in there with the bus?
Jackson said that and it
did
worked.
They come in
uh-huh.
with
they had just they had whatever. Hey,
If I walked in there and I saw some young kids performing and it was the kid with the bucket and
it was a spoon and a fork and it was whatever. Oh, they good. Had all kind of stuff they was making noise with. And I said, Janet Jackson said, give me a beat. And I was like, it worked for Janet, so I'ma say it. I said that I sung like 3 songs. Now, mind you, I'm in California. I'm from Houston, where they dance and they clap and they participate.
Right.
I was done with my last song. I was like,
and they was looking at you like we looking at you. Huh?
Silent. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Me looking at them crickets. I was like, wow.
So that's what it was too back in the day. Ain't nobody showed no emotion.
I was like, what? Yo, so I got off the stage, and I think Pete Former was there. Pete Former.
We probably had LaFace at the time.
Pete Former, and I forgot the other guy that was there. And I walked out into the hall, and I remember Pete just kind of looking like, oh, I think it went well. I'm not sure. You know, and I had met Pete before, but it was just, I didn't know what he'd do. I didn't understand the music industry in these positions.
The
I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing or what. If you were lying to me, I don't know. So I walked out in the hall, and sure enough, I turn around, I'm like in tears, and these two guys walked up, and it was Matt Serletic and Josh Deutsch, and he said, we're going to sign you. You're going to be a big star. And I was like, what? And it was like, here, take the card.
Yeah.
Come to this address. We're going to meet with you. Went to the address. There was Capitol, the big building. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, this is real. This is a real thing.
How old are
this is
you
a real
at this
thing.
Time?
I am, let's see, 18. So now I'm just, 18.
Okay.
Because, when Girl Fight finally hit, I was actually, no, let me think. Had to be 19.
Okay.
When I actually went there and everything. So, but then I might be off on
and
my
that's
time.
The thing,
it might
though,
be the rosé.
Like, people don't understand. by that time, you had been in multiple groups.
Right.
Three.
Been kicked out your house.
Oh, yeah.
Sang Hooks for 100.
Yeah.
That's the new shit, too. Hooks, mm-hmm.
Hooks
100.
For 100.
Hooks for 100. I'm sure you don't have the dog and the snake no more. The dog and the snake no more.
The dog and the snake gone. Big boy, I loved you, Chino.
Big boy.
I'm sorry it had to end this way.
P.O.P.
Whoever took care of my dog.
Right? Like people really think that it just, one day you decide to sing, the next day you got a record deal, or the next day you got a song on the radio.
Oh, no. And
which,
mind you, I'm out here fighting. Little light-skinned, and this is not what I call myself. Light-skinned girl with good hair, fighting all the time. Fighting somebody every day, I felt like. Why do you want to, what is wrong with y'all? Jeez, everywhere I go, some girl want to fight me. I'm like, all right, I got to. And then that started, the fight thing started back home because I was the oldest cousin, the oldest sister. So anytime somebody pick on my little sister or brother, push them over, I got to go out there and represent for the entire family that you can't continue to do this.
Right.
So I'm out there like, ooh, she big. I got to kill her because if I don't kill her, she going to push over everybody else in the fifth. She beat me up, right, then I'm about to get laughed at. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? I'm the oldest. So it's just a fight. I'm just fighting for my life. I'm fighting London's girlfriends because he still got. He came to LA and he got seven.
He got a new batch. Yeah.
So mind you, he's getting ready. He's getting ready to send me back to Houston because in his mind he's like, oh,
you fucking up the program.
No, he had a one bedroom at the Avalon. He like, I remember sitting in the living room like, well, bye. Okay. How you doing, girl?
Miracle.
I've heard so much about you.
No.
Yes, girl. All right. Let me turn the TV up. I remember. So, you know, and that's coming from home to,
yeah.
You know, to watching him do his thing. So they, right there, they did it. Right there, demo deal. Right there. Demo deal.
The demo deal.
Uh-huh, with Virgin Records. Virgin Master Records. Letic and Josh Dewey, wow, who later started Downtown Records.
Were we at Virgin at the same time? When did Girl Fight come out?
I think so. 2005?
No. I was gone.
It was later?
I was gone. Yeah, I was earlier.
Oh,
I was 2001.
Okay. All right.
And, yeah, 2001. Yeah.
Interesting. Because I feel like that's when my noontime days.
Now, I remember when you came to the Bay and they was like, yeah, it's this new girl. Is she cute to you?
Oh, God.
I was like, I hope not.
I don't know. I was like,
I'm gonna say no.
Nah.
A couple of times. So I was like, is that your man? I was like, well, I mean,
I mean.
The name association.
The name is
a name
association.
No, I mean, this is easy. This seems easy to me, you know? But got my deal, demo deal. They sent me to Sweden to work with Bloodshy and Avant. Immediately, I freaked out. I got to get a passport. They put some money in my... I had $76 when I signed my deal. $72 and something cent. Because I pawned a ring that I had. That's how I had
really
the money.
Out here hustling.
Oh, my God. Broke had nothing. Like, I pawned the ring, had $72. And I remember sitting there with the $72 and my cell phone bill was $42. And I'm like, I gotta eat and I gotta pay the cell phone bill. So I paid the cell phone bill. I went to the grocery store and I got the Celeste pizzas. Y'all know what I'm saying? They're $1. And some noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't know like how this music stuff work and I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I went to, I guess I overdraft or whatever. So I went to the ATM, like, let me see how bad the damage is. I don't know what happened between me walking from that grocery store and anybody that knows that part of Woodland Hills with a grocery store, the bank is literally right there. I walked from the grocery store to the ATM.
Right down Topanga?
Uh-huh, by the Coffee Bean and all of that. Mm-hmm. And boom, $50,000 in my account.
Woo-wee!
I was like, mama, uncle, let me tell you what you don't know.
You slept on me, but I got...
Oh, and didn't get hit by nobody. Still got my dignity and pride. Hello.
Yeah.
So, money. I was like, oh, put these Celeste pizzas back. I'm going to have steak tonight.
Give me the rotisserie chicken.
Right? I was tripping.
That
so,
one that you just been watching?
Oh, my God.
That one
be right, though. So, go to Sweden. I guess I did a good job with my demo deal. Came back with great songs. They liked them. They were all rock and roll, though. have to say that. It was rock and roll songs. It was pop rock. I did pop rock music at my showcase. It was all pop rock music that I was doing. That's what I was into.
Were you not signed to a production company? Or you were?
I was signed to Subliminal, but that was literally me in London.
Right.
So we just, it was every...
So he wasn't doing the records, though?
He was doing the records, and I did have R&B records, but my showcase with the band that I pulled off the street, all they knew were pop rock records. So I would just sing over what they knew.
I got it.
So I got my deal. The moment they saw me, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing my R&B stuff. I wasn't doing anything from Remix or Surgeon. You know what I mean? It was, that's what they saw. So for a lot of people that don't know the story, that explains how my first album, Chain Letter, went the way it went. It was so, like, what is this? You know what I mean? You had Girl Fight, and then you had a rock record, and then you had a pop record. And it was like, what? But they didn't know, like, I kind of, not on purpose, because I didn't know any better, set myself up for that. Immediately, like, they sent me to Sweden to work with Bloodshot and Avant. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I came back, and I had meetings with them, they was like, this little ghetto girl. It was like,
they got to,
when I did the big round table meeting, right, they were like, I remember them like whispering to each other and talking about my hair. And at the time, they hired Chaka. They hired Chaka, who is, you know, with J&B now. Chaka, and she came on and she was like, yeah, they hired me to get you together and figure you out. Like, cause we don't know what to do with you. You know, and a lot came with that. You know, I was told I was too light-skinned to do ghetto music. And, you know, I needed to tan. So I started tanning every day. I was burning myself up. So now people think that I bleach. And I'm like, no, now I'm just regular. I was in the tan bed probably 3 times a week trying to be brown enough to be as ghetto as I was.
And these are white people telling you that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like,
I just wanted to
clear that.
Yeah, right away they told me I needed to tan. They was like, tanning is the new thing. You see Ashanti? Like, she's, you know, toasted. And I'm like, okay, well, she is. You know what I mean? I guess, you know. And they told me a couple of things. And I needed to drop, like, 27 pounds. I'll never forget the 27. I was like, okay, because I liked my, you know, in Houston. In Houston, you know. You had a little, in Houston, it was okay to have a little chunk.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So I did that, dropped the weight or whatever, and then I came back, and I don't know who had the meeting about me going to Atlanta to work with Little John, but it was like, let's see what she does over there, mm-hmm. You know.
This was after Sweden.
Mm-hmm. After Sweden. Yeah, after I did those records. So, actually, hold on, stop. I just skipped the part. It's been a while. I'm old. I went to Atlanta first, and I worked with Tricky.
Yeah.
I worked with Tricky first. Yeah. I worked with Tricky and Dream first, and we did a couple of records. And I think that was like, maybe we don't know this girl. You know, because we were in there talking crazy, with those records. And it was just really ghetto, okay? Really nice, really colorful and ghetto. And then it was like, maybe we should put her, we hearing about this new guy named call himself Little John, and let's see what she does. And I was supposed to go to Atlanta to work for him. Got to Atlanta, he wasn't there.
Okay.
So I don't know nothing about that. I'm like, what you mean he's not here? Because I'm here. Because y'all sent me here. He's like, nah, I'm in Florida. I'm in Miami.
He might have been a king of diamonds.
Ain't no telling. I waited on Timberland for 5 days.
Oh, God. Oh, so you feel me?
5 days.
You feel me?
That's just how it goes.
That's just how it goes.
That's how it goes.
He said, I understand that you in ATL, but I'm in Miami. I'm on the boat. What I do?
You wait.
I got on the plane and I went to Miami. Like, where you at?
Hey,
I want to be on the boat too.
Because I got 50,000 in my account.
You know?
I got a budget.
And I got a budget.
I called the company like, hey, I don't know what y'all talking about, but I'm just in a hotel in ATL. And he said he's in Miami. So they said, all right, let's get her to Miami. I get there. He's on the boat. He's on the boat. I'm on the boat in London. I don't care. Me and London have a son together. So that you don't. Ladies, just handle your business. You don't mix the business with the pleasure, okay?
As you
and I'll drink to that. You just don't do it, ladies. I thank God for my son, but geez, did I complicate my life. That was way later. So at this point, you know, it's like, what can I do to control this girl? Because, you know, I'm out here and, you know, I'm something to talk about, this new little chick, you know, that's doing her thing. So a couple of, you know, rappers are asking about me and, you know, stuff like
before,
that.
This is before Instagram, too. This
just when you got to
really make a real phone call.
Real inquiry.
Oh, yeah. You got
a real inquiry.
Uh-huh. You got the girl, the little girl that works at the desk at the company, like, so-and-so's in the other room and he wanted to know. You know, I'm like, oh, he did? Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all of that. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Bobby Valentino is in the other room. He wants to know. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll be, you know, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
So it's all of that. So we're on the boat and Lil Jon is giving me a hard time. He is just like, what's going to make me want to work with you? I'm like, wow, like I need to audition. I didn't know. I thought we was just gonna work together. I didn't know I had to come out there and prove to him that
you were worthy.
I was good enough to work with him. So first of all, he was not trying to get in the studio with me. He's like, we're gonna be on this boat until you show me something.
Come on, Lil Jon.
So
make it work.
I'm on the boat. I'm just walking around, just taking in the sights. I'm walking, trying to find a bathroom. It's a big boat. The door flies open. Pitbull in there doing his thing. I was like, this is my first time really seeing a porno in real life. So this is what a threesome looks like. This is I didn't know that I was going to find this out today.
Turn up.
You know what I mean? The girl come out. She's like, you got it in my hair. And I'm like, oh, this is... this is...
Yes.
I didn't mean to meet you.
Shout out to Pitbull.
Hey, I'm a fan of your work. I didn't mean to meet you in this way.
You shook his hand, too.
You, no, I didn't. You
gave some of this? You gave...
Hey guys, carry on. All right. Yeah. You know, like y'all know I'm fresh out. I'm the country bunking. Like, oh yeah, no, crime mob's on the boat. Scrappy's on the boat. It, you know, it's just it's a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
So and they all looking at me like, why should we let you in? You know what I mean? So I go upstairs. I'm looking for my person. Like, did he really leave me? Like, my security not here. Like,
so you had a label rep with you?
Yeah, I had a label, not on the boat though. Just we had security because London was crazy, and that's his interview.
Okay,
that's his interview. Yeah. While we had security everywhere we went.
You had security. You had no
he had out. Security, but I was with him, so you know, yeah.
Okay. Get to it.
We had security everywhere we went.
I can dig it.
You know what I mean?
Life going on.
It was. You know, life was great. You know, all the girlfriends.
Not just music. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm upstairs. I'm like, yo, anybody? Like, what's up? So I get up there. I'm looking. Lil Jon, he was like, your boy in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, which way is the bathroom? He's like, right there. Open the door. They busting down. Lil Jon's assistant and him going crazy in the bathroom. I'm like, this can't be life. So I just, she had no hair. She had like one of them little short buzz cuts. So I'm like, damn, I can't pull her hair. I just start choking her out. Like, let's just go. Because I don't understand. Like, at this point, I'm up against the wall. I want a record.
I love it.
I want a record.
But she's Lil Jon.
Dominant
assistant.
Princess eyeballing me like they want to fight. Scrappy don't like me. I saw Pitbull's penis. I don't know what's going on. Like, well, I had enough. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm out of my element. You know what I mean? I just started, you know. So, everybody clapping.
Shit.
I get my record. I get my record. Who would have thought that all I had to do
was
Craig.
Wayne Brady.
He turned that boat around and we went straight to the studio. Straight to the studio. He started making the beat and it was like, come on, do something. Go. Start writing Girl Fight, whatever. And that was the vibe. That was the energy.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So we did the record.
That's great.
And he gave me such a hard time. He was like, and I'm like, you know, little Southern girls, we got all the confidence in the world. Like, all right, so you gonna jump on it? He like, ha, that's a whole nother check. You know what I mean? He was like, nah. So I'm like, dang, that's crazy. So mind you, and I know everybody know how he used to work. So this is not, you know, you doing interviews, like it's certain things you say and certain things you don't say. Everybody knew that there was porn on like 6 different flat screens and a mattress for you to go sing behind. That's how he worked, period. Everybody knew. I know everybody was, it wasn't a secret. It wasn't no secret location. Mm-hmm. Everybody was walking in and out. I'm just in there like, yo, this is crazy. I would have definitely got kicked out. From my mom and them, if they knew this part of it.
Yeah. Everything he was they like, warned you about that.
Yeah, he's like, what's wrong with you? Get behind the mattress and do the rough. I'm like, all right, okay, I'm okay. So I go do the rough. He's like, something ain't right about the sound. I don't know if it's the AC or whatever. We got to go to a real studio and do it. So we book another studio. I go in there, I do the vocals, you know, clean or whatever. And I leave and we go eat. And I come back and I have been blessed. He heard the record. He loved it. He jumped on it. He jumped on the record. He went in there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
That happened. Go back to California. Play the record for the company. They're all excited. I can feel the energy of my life about to change. Like, y'all really like this record? Because there's a lot more where that came from. I'm like, can I be myself? You right. know what I mean? Because yeah. I can do this. So time passed. I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. I remember signing papers, giving away all my publishing. Okay. I remember sitting in a CLK signing some long paper that said so many other people was in the studio that wasn't there when I wrote the song. But okay, I didn't understand it. You know what I mean? And I signed the paper because I'm like, I was told if you want to be a big star, you need to sign this paper. I was like, really? It's like, how much do I get? And I'll say, I see 50 and I see a 6. You know, I see all these big numbers and I got 5. I was like, I just got 5. I don't know what this means, but it don't seem right to me.
You wrote the entire lyric melody?
Not the entire record. London wrote with me, and we did take like a B section from a song that we did when we worked with Tricky in ATL. And I think that's when it got tricky. Because now you got,
everybody that was attached to that record.
That was inspired by a beat I made, and then they started fighting. And I'll tell you, Girl Fight went into the blacklist because of this. I ain't seen a dime. I've gotten paid from other things, but that publishing, that was a joke. It was so many people fighting over the guitar player. It was just so much stuff. I just remember hearing all the, and I don't know what's true, but I remember hearing a lot of stories. You ain't seeing no money because so-and-so, didn't like it. It was all of that. And I signed for my 5. I said, what's the problem, guys? I should be the one
my 5%
fighting. Right. Right. So I remember that day. I remember sitting in the little Mercedes signing over. And I remember feeling like, dang, this don't feel good. You know what I mean? Yeah. To like work that hard. And then 5 just didn't seem good. Just didn't seem like a good number when you saw other, you know, big numbers up there. So did that. I was kind of down, kind of forgot about it. It was quiet, calling a record company, couldn't get them on the phone. Like, hey, guys, am I still going to be a big star? So I was like, let me take a back seat. So I was going to go to Houston, and I heard I needed to rub elbows with the DJs in Houston. They was like, you need to go home to where you came from. And you know what I mean? Make sure it's
mixer
cool.
Mixer meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure it's cool out there. So we land, we in a car. I'm riding in the car. My song come on. And I'm like, I'm irritated with London. I'm like, you keep playing the song over and over again. Like we heard, now I'm irritated. Like it just needs to be on the radio. He was like, it's on the radio. It's on the radio and I hear it, right? And Big Boy comes in. I'm like, hold on. Like, my cheeks hurt. Like, wait. Is that Big Boy from Outkast on my song? Like, is this really happening? I'm screaming, about to lose my mind, lost my voice.
So you didn't even know he's on the song?
No, I did not know Big Boy was going to be on the record until I heard it on the radio.
No way.
Like, oh, snap. I was like, oh, my God.
Did your 5 get chopped down even more after that?
Like, 2.5.
Now you got to get Big Boy his, you know what I mean?
He need his whole thing.
Big Boy and Little John is on my first single.
Wow.
And I'm back home in Houston.
And they playing it on the radio.
Talk to me nice. And it's on the radio. Yeah, I go to the radio station. They love me. They like, yeah, we remember you. You know, you was at Rap-A-Lot and blah, blah, blah. And we didn't know who you were. And, man, I heard you on this song and all of that stuff. And then it's just like, it just, you know, it just goes from there with the BS. But, I mean, just out of nowhere. And they said the record leaked. They wasn't prepared. We didn't have art for it.
I had to go.
They rushed me to work with Jonathan to get pictures.
Mannion?
Yeah.
My God.
Jonathan Mannion.
Listen,
they was putting you with all the...
Everybody... Yeah. That's the one thing of this story.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that you had a chance to work with was the real people. Like, they put you in a spot.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine what your budget was. You definitely didn't recoup.
Let me get him this drink.
So, you know what? Fuck the publishing. You ain't recoup anyway.
Put me with Jonathan. Immediately put me with Chris Robinson to shoot the video.
Of course. Jonathan Mannion. Chris Robinson. Big Boy. Okay.
Shut ATL down. Yeah. Got all the permits to shut it down. The freeway, everything just went crazy. I know we spent $1 million on the video. And back then, I was like, are you really?
Yeah, that's what Chris was getting. I had to give it to him myself.
I'm on that's there. I'm like, getting. Yo, Goody Mob.
I never made it to that point. I wanted to know how much money was being spent.
Right?
But y'all want to get who? You know, we have... Segment of our show.
Talk to it. Talk to it.
I don't know if you're ready for it.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
I think I got myself. Take a deep breath, real quick.
Yeah, yeah. You listen. You just said you said a few things.
I'm terrible.
You said a few things, but and with some names attached to it.
Group calling.
So yeah, the group definitely calling.
I'm sorry, ladies.
This story has to. Okay, so the segment is called "I Ain't Saying No Name."
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's something about y'all loving hip hops, man. Y'all like to say names, man. Shit.
No, it's like
shout out to Hitmaker, Young Berg.
Berg.
That nigga just could not tell
he
a story without saying
it?
Names. No, he wow. couldn't pull it off. He had to. He said, "I got to.
I got to be 100.
I gotta say the name." I was like, bro, it's not okay. So, those are the rules of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Of the segment, to not say any names and tell us a funny or fucked up story.
Okay.
Industry related, industry people, and you could say enough where people may, you know, they could try to figure some shit out, but
ooh!
It's called I Ain't Saying No Name.
Oh my Lord, it's terrible.
So
okay.
Give us one.
Oh Lord, I got so many.
Come on, take your time, man.
Can I tell a 2-part story? Real fast. I can make it fast.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know women can be long with
while you do it.
I ain't saying no names, but it's a certain female. She really tall. She got real short hair. She looked banging for her age. I walked in to the apartment that I was sharing with my baby daddy at the time. And she was in the bed, but naked. That's the one part. I ain't saying no names, but there's another female. She was in a movie that we all love. This movie has a lot of sequels to it. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, she real cute. She got a booty, little cutie with a booty. She was, I don't want to say she was dating the guy that I was with at the time. She was blowing him off because I heard she was good at that. I don't even think they got to the point of actual, you know, mm-hmm. the meeting and the greeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of like, you get down there and do what I heard you was good for.
Yeah.
But that's just my side of the story, girl. You can come to the couch and tell it because you know who you are. You know who you are, sis, because you still be telling your jacked up side of the story. You're talking about I be trying to jump you, and you know I don't be trying to jump you when I see you. How am I trying to jump you when I see you when it's just me by myself? When you trying to jump somebody, that means it's several people. It just be me running up on you, girl. Okay? Yeah. So anyway.
You're still running up on her to this day?
Just
to this day.
To this day.
Not a run up. I walk swiftly. But
What's happening?
Hey, girl.
What's happening?
And she's like, Brooke, always try to jump me when she see me. I'm not trying to jump you. It's just me. And I make sure I tell my girl, stand back right quick.
All right.
But anyway, this young lady was at a beauty shop getting her hair done by a celebrity hairstylist. I ain't gonna say no names because she do all of our hair. And she was talking mad noise. She was like, I don't know who she thinks she is. She just be coming up in the studio because the dude I was talking to, we was both talking to, he had a studio at the time. She's like, she just be coming up in the studio like she own it. She going to have to run me them keys. So I'm like, So they call me and they tell me, I'm riding in the car. I got my son in the back. I'm like, good, baby boy. All right. Call my mama. Mama, you good? You done at the nail shop? She's like, yeah, baby son. I'm going to drop the kid off to you. I need to handle something right quick, mama. She's like, okay, I'll drop my son off. This one I knew I was certified crazy and had to get out the relationship. I found out where she was. She was in the studio at the time. I say, this is the keys to the door that you speak of that I'm gonna have to run. I just drove my car into the studio.
I didn't think this is where it was going.
Now don't nobody need no keys. And I gave her the key. Here's the key to the door. The door is under the car. And they sitting there.
What's wrong with your mind?
They sitting there looking at me crazy. Like I'm crazy.
Shoot, you know what? I ain't going to call you that because
I'm not going to call you nothing no more.
We don't have to talk about this door no more, sis. We ain't got to worry about this door and who got a key and who walking through this door like they own it.
The door is open now.
The door is.
We was right in NoHo. Was right in NoHo by that bus stop. Just, you know. And y'all know Range Rovers, they really built for it, tough.
They built for it.
Because I drove out and went
home.
They're
off-road vehicles. So
I drove out and went home and got the baby milk and everything. Like, ooh, they kind of tore that door up.
You are a goon.
I think that's a great way to
wrap it up.
Yeah. Brooke Valentine.
Brooke Valentine, ladies and gentlemen.
My DMs are open if you want to talk.
She's still throwing shots out. That's down. Brooke Valentine.
Knocking those down. Ain't that a Houston record?
That's Brooke Valentine in the Army Money Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get out of here. I'm Jay.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is Brooke Valentine, and this has been the R&B Money Podcast.
Amen.
Cheers.
R&B Money!
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.